Hey, Winnipeg. You're listening to The Word with Lady V. And today in the studio is Rick Harp of Media Indigena. Hi, Rick.
Hey, a very wet Rick Harp. I bike here. and there's something that, you know, every day that I'm supposed to be here, every Tuesday, it's either stinking hot or just, like, incredibly raining outside.
You're very devoted, Rick.
Jeez, it's for the people.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate you coming down here. I know our location is kind of out and about, but always glad to see you.
Thank you.
And we've got lots to talk about today.
We sure do. Adam Beach, Winnipeg's
own. Everybody's favorite.
Indeed. Yeah. And we've blogged about this. He's got a new film. He's working on it right now. He's right in the midst of shooting it.
Nice.
He was in San Diego for Comic-Con 2010. That's the big geek out where people who love comics and fantasy games and all assorted movie characters and whatnot. And I count myself among them.
We should have sent Negan. He's totally into comics and capes.
We'll just geek out until we're sick of it. impossible. Anyway, he's going to be in a film called Cowboys and Aliens. He's going to star with none other than Harrison Ford and James Bond himself, Daniel Craig. So a couple of big heavy hitters are in that film. And he plays the evil half Apache henchman. Now, of course, Indians are always half something in these movies. But be that as it may, so he's kind of a bad guy. But I think his character is kind of like the bad guy you like sort of thing. I'm not expecting too much in terms of learning about the Apache who are featured in the film. I suspect it'll do as good a job as any other Hollywood film of representing them.
Well, that's the thing, you know, in this title, Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, we're not even in there anymore.
On, like, Cowboys and Indians. Yeah, like what's happened here?
Holy cow. Now the aliens are going to take our land too. But as I joke, you know, Aliens, Arizona kind of sounds like another situation that's kind of causing controversy. But let's hear a clip now with Adam as interviewed by MovieWeb.com. And you can get the full clip on our site.
Oh, man, what you guys are going to be loving in this film is that we're keeping it real to the old John Ford type of Western and just adding the excitement of aliens. And the aliens are a great part of it, but throughout the film is the growth of all these characters. It's like everybody becomes a family.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. And that is kind of the storyline. You have these cowboys and Apaches who are at each other's throats. This is set in the 1870s, so this was sort of at the height, or actually towards the end of the mass movement westward to take over Indian lands by cowboys. So, you know,
sci-fi meets the rodeo.
Yeah, fiction. Emphasis on fiction and science fiction. But because not that part, but the part that happens next, which is the Indians and the cowboys work together to defeat the aliens.
Really?
And I've heard some people say that the only thing that will bring Indians and non-Indians together is an alien race.
So well, I guess we'll see it on this
progressive
film.
Theme, yeah. Adam Beach bringing us together, inspiring us through story.
When is this movie supposed to come out, Rick?
This is coming out July 29th, 2011.
Okay.
So get your requests in now for free tickets from Streets, maybe.
Yeah.
On promotion.
I was going to say we should go. I'll hold
Tell
you to
Tell the station
that.
Manager. There you go. So if you want to check more of the interview, there's another interview where a dirty word slips in. We have the official movie site. You can find out about the original comic book that inspired the movie in a very loose sense. So go to mediaindigena.com, mediaindigena.com.
Check it out there.
To check it out. Now, back on, I was going to say back on Earth, but back closer to home, a couple of Winnipeg artists have the distinction of being involved with the Toronto International Film Festival. Carolyn Monet is the director. She screened at TIFF last year, Toronto International Film Festival, her film Ikwe, which is a word meaning woman, Isqueo in Cree. And Kevin Lee Burton produced the film. So I know Kevin's been on this show before.
He has,
so
yes.
So that's great. The film is called War Child. It's part of a trilogy of experimental shorts about students from Southeast Collegiate, which is a boarding school, if you will, in Winnipeg for Aboriginal youth coming from northern Manitoba. So this is amazing.
This is truly amazing.
Good for them, and kudos. And you can find out more about the film and where it's going to be. It's going to be part of the Canada Shorts program. It's actually one of a few Indigenous contributors to that particular program. So Aboriginal filmmakers are making their mark globally.
Definitely. And they're local, and that's just so amazing.
Oh, yeah. Carolyn Monet does amazing stuff. Kevin Lee Burton as well. Really, and they have a wide range of talents. I mean, they do the experimental genres. They also do documentary. So this one kind of combines the two, which is excellent. So
yes.
She won an award for her documentary 360 Degrees at the Winnipeg Aboriginal Film Festival a couple of years ago. So she's... I think she's beyond emerging. I mean, mm-hmm. you never know how to categorize somebody. When have they made it?
Yes, but, exactly.
She's definitely an Aboriginal artist, Algonquin descent, and Kevin Lee Burton is Swampy Cree,
right,
from Manitoba as well. So, and she's
up
from
north.
Up north.
And Carolyn, I know, is just finishing up a trip in Berlin, Germany. So as soon as she gets back,
rough,
I'm going to drag her on the show. Yeah. Oh, poor Carolyn.
No. It's her artistry, I'm sure, that has propelled her to around the world.
Yeah, she's an amazing, amazing woman.
Absolutely.
Very involved in the community, too.
So there you go. You have Hollywood blockbusters. You have world-class experimental film. Winnipeg artists are just, they're going crazy.
They're on fire.
Now, let's talk about Twitter.
Let's talk about
Twitter.
Are
you
on
Twitter?
No, I need a Twitter lesson. I'm currently taking bids for a Twitter lesson.
Streets is on Twitter.
Well, I know Streets is,
right?
But I...
It's twitter.com/streets1047, right? That's the address, I believe.
We'll get that looked up.
All right. Chris is going to look that up. Now, but Media Indigena, our Twitter address is twitter.com/MediaIndigena, all one word, Media, IndigeNA. And I wanted to promote the Twitter account. I want people to follow us, so
yes.
Please do. We'd love to have you aboard.
As soon as I Twitter, I will follow.
Okay. I also wanted to promote our latest tweet, which is students with This Is Canada Project seek $100,000 through the... Oh, okay. Yeah. Streets1047, I've been told. That is the Twitter account. Students with a group called This Is Canada Project are trying to win $100,000 in a contest put on by Pepsi called the Refresh Project. They're supporting community projects, initiatives at a range of funding levels, $5, $10, $25, $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to tweet that, let people know about these different initiatives. This is a kind of a joint project between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people. The
right.
Students Commission of Canada is a national nonprofit youth group that works with adults and has worked with Aboriginal youth and communities since 1991. And they're trying to outreach and improve the prospects of urban and reserve-based First Nations youth.
It sounds like an interesting project. So they'll be delivering like over 60 presentations to people all across Canada?
Yep. Yep. And they're trying to reach at least 10,000 people. They're trying to get each participant who takes part to raise $100. And they lay out the full budget there. That's the conditions of the contest. So you can follow through on the links.
Mm-hmm.
There are other Aboriginal-related projects. There's one to provide backpacks filled with school supplies to needy children. That's Cultural Connections for Aboriginal Youth. Carrier Sakani Tribal Council wants to get funding towards the third annual Walk Tall Aboriginal Youth Achievement Awards. Music and dance tour for Albertan Aboriginal communities. House homeless mothers to be reunited with their children. That's Illuma Native Housing Society.
Right.
They're going for $100,000. Now, they're all ranked.
Mm-hmm.
The This Is Canada Project is fifth. So if you want to vote, just follow all the links and everything will happen. As much as I support these kinds of projects, I do have to say I'd rather not see all these sort of as much as I support charitable approaches, on the other hand, it does speak to the fact that a lot of Aboriginal programs are underfunded.
Right.
And that they have to resort to this kind of situation. If there was adequate funding or there's a fair share of resource revenues, let's say, these kinds of charitable projects wouldn't be necessary. But to the extent that they are, let's support them.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's Pepsi and Pop is kind of just an incredibly
it's one of those
unhealthy
things. Yes.
Or non-healthy, let's say.
Well, there's other options out there. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, have a glass of water, even.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
I hear water is in Pepsi.
Well, and I shouldn't talk because I drink like insane amounts of coffee a day.
Yeah.
So that's probably no healthier than
I drink Coke Zero. You know, maybe I'm a hypocrite, double standard, whatever. I'm just saying.
Well, at least you can acknowledge that, Rick. That's very humble of you.
Exactly. Just going to take another sip here.
All right. Well, give everybody the website so they can go and follow these wonderful links.
www.mediaindigena, all one word. It's media plus I-N-D-I-G-E-N-A dot com. It's also off the words page of Streets FM's.
Well, site. I did not Twitter it. I did Facebook it because that I can do very effectively.
Oh, we're on Facebook too.
Yes,
look
you
us
are.
Up.
And I did. I did hook you up. And I hooked up all the articles, so it's all there for your viewing pleasure. Follow along. Send both of us some feedback, Rick and myself.
And I received no money from Pepsi for this.
This has not been brought to you by Pepsi.
Not at all.
No, it's only been brought to you by your host, Lady V, here on Streets 104.7.